smile, you look so sharp. Put the name tag on your smock. We've come to see you, Eddie Walker. We may pack a little tight. The girl up front says, it's alright. And look, there's more.
Your eyes have gotta be dark. We're all working
necessarily clap. La 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 la. Tucson, I haven't been here in a long time. I remember playing Club Congress here a long time ago. In my band, we made our first video here on that old Tucson whatever set, the cowboy set. It burned down or something, I think. This is a very old song. I wrote this a long time ago.
Yeah. for you a song that's, it's not on my proper albums. It's it was written as a throwaway for my publishing company. Yeah, I had 4.6 songs that I owed my publishing company before they would allow me to be free of my contract, my indentured servitude. And a couple years went by, and they were demanding their 4.6 songs, and I wasn't writing them because I didn't really have anything that I thought was worth writing at the time. And then I realized I just had to turn in whatever I just shit out that day, turn it in, get my check, and get out. And this is what I wrote that day. Get some lunch, and then I needed to do another song. So this is what came out. I figured that they could use a dirty show tune, probably a very valuable piece of music.
is tired, she wants to sleep. But all that Morgan Davis wants is cream of wheat. He waits, and when she turns out the lights, he tiptoes through the darkness and steps into the night. This boring life that he leads, of buying and selling stocks, makes him feel he's growing old and tired. There's no joy or strife, just the passing time in this boring life. He wants the lights, the jazz, a piece of ass, a toothless bitch to blow him for a vial of crack. He cooks his junk in some Gatorade and scores a bag of chronic on the East MLK. The secret life that he leads of buying and selling drugs keeps him up at night. He's selling hash, screwing trailer trash. Hey, he's making cash, it's so horrible. There must be something bigger I can stick in my butt. The IRS is opening my life's in a row.
That might not be commercially viable, so I just I turned on some radio and just checked it out to see what the kids were listening to, and I came up with this one. We tried to sell it, but no one would buy it. I think De La Soul actually was thinking about recording it, and then they turned us down too. So anyone knows any up and coming boy bands, give this to them, because I don't have any contacts anymore. So this is my point six of the three songs that I'm playing for tonight that I turned into Sony Publishing.
Girl, it's been a long time since we had it going on that way. The feeling's getting stronger each and every day.
I'll be there.
If you're coming back.
Anyway, that's a break from the nonstop hits.
She plays all about on the drums. The squirrels and the birds come gather around and sing the guitars. Tales of masterpiece, walks through the gardens of the roses, can't see. Oh, I
have got nothing to say.
And you can see daisies in her footsteps, dating lines.
New records out. I'm making a new record every 2 months. They're EPs. They have 5 songs on it. It's just to get me out of the, just get me out of the horrible cycle of making an album once every 2 or 3 years, and then you kiss ass for 3 years, and then you go back in and make a record if you're lucky in that time. This way, all I have to do is put out the record. Nobody notices it. I don't have to kiss anybody's ass, and I just go out and tour. It's great. And the first one's called Speed Graphic, and it's out right now. In fact, it's made the Billboard charts. This is the first for me to be in charts like this. My single on the download charts, 5 singles, is number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6. So I'm winning, except for this Beyonce. Is that what it is? Yeah, she's number 5. She knocked me out of the number 5 slot. Anyway, Beyonce. I haven't heard her music. Isn't that good? That's too bad. Well, she used to be in another group, right? Destiny's Child. That's probably pretty good. Anyway, so here's something off of the next record, the one that's coming after the one I have out now, and this is called All You Can Eat.
Some of all the people in this restaurant, what do you think they weigh? Look out the window to the parking lot at their SUVs taking all of the space. They give no fuck, they talk as loud as they want.
want. They give no fuck, just as long as there's enough for them. Gonna get on the microphone at Walmart, talk about some shit that's been on my mind. Talk about the state in this great nation of ours. People, look to your left, yeah, look to your right. They give no fuck, they buy as much as they want. They give no fuck, just as long as there's enough for them.
Dirty rice from a bowl, with a towel on their heads, or maybe a bone in their nose. See that asshole with a peace sign on his license plate, giving me the finger and running me out of his lane. God made us number one, cause he loves us the best. Maybe he should go bless someone else for a while, give us a rest. And everyone can see, we've eaten all that we can eat.
My head all day long while I was walking out in the desert with my camera. I can't find the right tempo. There's the right tempo. Oh, yeah.
Raindrops keep falling on my head, just like a guy's feet are too big for his bed. Nothing seems to fit. So I did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops keep falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know. Worrying me.
Just sleep. tell you a stupid story about this song because I feel like I should talk for a second. I used to be in this, this is this kind of the story behind the song, or it's what inspired the song, even if it has nothing to do with the song itself. I used to be in a study hall class in 12th grade that was completely on the other side of the school, and so I didn't know anybody at all in the class. And it was a class run by a woman named Miss Britton, and so I adopted a new voice for the entire time that I was in the class. And I would tell Miss Britton, I drew some pictures for you. And then I draw like a couple of stick people holding hands in the sun. And I'd like write me and Miss Britton, so she put it up on the wall. And after a while there was this guy named Greg Wood, and he was a pretty mean guy. He's probably in Sand Hills Correctional Institute at this point. The guy was pretty mean. And he would say, "Miss Britton, he does not talk like that." So you go, "Greg Wood, why don't you sit down and shut your mouth? Now listen, maybe you're the one that talks funny. Maybe I'm the one that talks funny. Maybe he's the one that talks normal. Maybe you should go to the office right now." So he had to go to the office. And then I draw pictures of him. And one time I remember coming in and saying, Miss Britton, Greg Wood just pulled down his pants and he showed his butt to me and all the girls laughed. Sent him off to the office for it. And then one day I decided it was getting kind of boring, so I drew a stick butt, and then I drew some stick doo-doo coming out, and I drew a stick face with a stick mouth open, looking up in stick fear. And the butt, I put me, and then the bottom one, the guy who was on the receiving end, I put Greg Wood. And I gave that to her, and she said, "You can't do that. You've disappointed me. You have to kill him with kindness." So at any rate, I ended up, they called me Short Bus Benny. So I had a rap that went along with it, which is the way the song started. So I'll show you the rap first, which I put on a cassette tape. It was my first hit song. I took it to school, and people used to play it. It went, "Yo, back in the day, y'all motherfuckers made fun of me. Step to me, wouldn't let me be. In the halls, you pulled down your pants and showed your butt to me. All the girls went tee, hee, hee, but you'll wait and see. Short Bus not through with you. Straight out of motherfucking in-school suspension, fool. I told you bitches this shit would be continued. Benny whoops your ass in part two. Yo, what's my name? Short Bus Benny. Yo, what's my name?
Short Bus Benny.
Yo, what's my name?
Short Bus Benny.
Yo, bitch, what's my name?
Short Bus.
Hey, Short Bus, how'd you get so skinny?" September 75 was 47 inches high. My mom said by Christmas I would have a Bass Mother G.I. Joe for your little minds to blow. I still got beat up after class. I'm a big and important one, every dwarfing. One of the summer faces of you. If you really want to see me, check the papers and take me. Look who's telling you what to do. Yeah, kiss my ass goodbye. Yeah.
you will be sorry without me. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. You will be sorry.
This song is for, God, the water gets hot around here because it's wet. It's disgusting. It's like wee-wee. And I would, anyway, okay. This is a song for all the very angry white boys of the world. The man's been keeping you down. The revolution was definitely not televised.
Let me tell y'all what it's like being male, middle class, and white. It's a bitch if you don't believe it. Listen up to my new CD, Shallow. Shake your booty while the band complains, yeah. I'm rocking the suburbs, just like Michael Jackson, man. I'm rocking the suburbs, it's something he was telling in. I'm rocking the suburbs, I take the checks and face the facts. Some producer with computers fixes all my shitty tracks. My mom and daddy made me so uptight. I'm gonna cuss on the mic tonight. I don't know how much I can take. Girl, give me something I can break. Rockin' the suburbs, just like Quiet Riot did. I'm rockin' the suburbs, something they were telling me. I'm rockin' the suburbs, I take the checks and since all my shitty tracks. In a haze these days, I pull up to the stoplight. I can't feel that something's not right. I can't feel that someone's blasting me with hate and bass, sending dirty thoughts my way. Cause my great, 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 great someone's great, 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 great daddy slaves. It wasn't my idea. It wasn't my idea. It never was my idea. I just drove to the store for for some preparation age.
This song is written from a completely different place, and this is an older song. And
yeah. Or did you say
Fred? this song was a hit for my band, and it's a song for anyone, it's for everyone, but especially for anyone who went through an abortion when they were a teenager, because it happens, and that's what the song is about.
Around the parking lot, and I'll walk down to buy her flowers, sell some gifts that I got. Can't you see? It's not me you're dying for. Now she's feeling more alone than she ever has before. Driving back to her apartment, for the moment we're alone. She's alone and I'm alone. Now I know she's
I'd like to thank Tori and her people for having me out. I really appreciate it. It's the best tour I've done. I really appreciate it. Last night in Phoenix, this sounded really pretty, so I'm assuming people in this part of the world sing well. And we'll try a three-part harmony before I leave. This is a true story about the guy who crawled up a tree on acid and at a party, and he came down. It was the morning until he came down, and when he came down, and he was a born-again Christian. That's true. The three parts of the harmony, and you're going to amaze you. Actually, with this ceiling, it should sound really, really nice. You'll amaze yourselves with the beautiful sounds you'll make. People with lowest voice go, cool, and I can hear some people back, further back, which is unusual. That's really cool. Y'all sound good back there. Okay, people with slightly higher voices harmonize with that and go, both parts together now. Really cool. Okay, people with the highest voices branch off from that and we'll have three parts. It goes,
Christ, and after all your friends left. You've had